much mind him, for we could gallop off. But sometimes a stone would hit and hurt us. One day he was at his game, and he did not know that the master was in the next field. But he was there, watching what was going on. Over the hedge he jumped in a snap, and catching Dick by the arm, he gave him such a box on the ear as made him roar with the pain and surprise. As soon as we saw the master, we trotted up nearer to see what was going on. "Bad boy," he said. "Bad boy to chase the colts. This is not the first time, nor the second. But it shall be the last. There, take your money and go home. I shall not want you on my farm again." So we never saw Dick any more. Old Daniel, the man who looked after the horses, was just as gentle as our master. So we were well off. Part 1, Chapter 2, The Hunt. Before I was 2 years old, a circumstance happened which I have never forgotten. It was early in the spring. There had been a little frost in the night, and a light mist still hung over the woods and meadows. I and the other colts were feeding at the lower part of the field, when we heard quite in the distance what sounded like the cry of dogs. The oldest of the colts raised his head,